everyone. Normally we don't release episodes on Saturday, but we wanted to give you a special little treat. We realized that we were ahead in our recording schedule and had an extra episode. So rather than saving it, we felt like it would be more fun to give you guys a bonus episode. Please enjoy and thanks for sitting with us.
Ramble.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I am your host, Maggie, and I'm joined by Becky.
Hello.
Ariel.
What's up?
And Rachel.
I can't follow that. Ariel's energy is on a whole nother level.
I'm really trying to amp it up in here because I am so tired.
She's going full throttle home around.
She's pulling out that Ned energy.
I have to like manifest being awake right now.
Okay. And we have our podcast pixie in the back, Miles. We have a very exciting episode for you guys today. We are going to play Red Flags and Deal Breakers. So
what does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? What's a red flag?
A red flag means that you're willing to let it slide. And like put it like red flag it in your mind, and then a deal breaker is like absolutely not, can't touch you.
I think his face red was flag like, is like the steps leading up to a deal breaker. So it's like a red flag. Like you were talking about that guy who was mean to his mom. Mm. That was a red flag. If that guy punched his mom.
No, we
can't deal breaker.
You are so funny and cute.
I know.
This is adorable.
The Margaret. Game that we play, it's like you're dealt three qualities and they're like amazing qualities. Uh-huh. And then there's like a red flag about them. And like, are you willing?
Are you willing to let it slide for the other things? Yeah. I get it. Because I've never heard of this game before. Mm. Red flags or deal breakers. And so a deal breaker is like, we're talking specifically about relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And so a deal breaker in a relationship is something that you cannot compromise on. Mm-hmm. And you will break up with this person. It's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a red flag is like, ooh, I don't know about that. Take issue with this, but you know you are really good at sex, so I'm gonna let it slide. I don't know.
I think a lot of relationships have been pushed through for that.
Yeah.
They're like, well, the sex was great, so
I'm willing to let you wear a diaper almost exclusively.
That was oddly specific.
Maggie, oh, do like you want to tell us something?
No, that's part of the game that I played. And I was like, it was the perfect person. And there's like, but he wears a diaper almost exclusively without pants.
Oh.
So it's a baby?
Yeah.
So you're dating a baby?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a deal breaker.
I feel like
it's
definitely a deal breaker.
I feel like you can't take a baby on a date.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if it was like a nighttime diaper, you know, but he could wear underwear during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe that's just a red flag.
Well, let's play this game.
I'm already very interested in this game. And if there are no diapers in the questions, Miles, I will be very disappointed.
Well, you're ready to be disappointed.
No diaper, but the word wiener is.
Oh, dang.
I hope it's multiple wieners.
Yeah. So these are a question that Miles and our podcast assistant have come up with.
Mm-hmm. Wait, should we call out Rainey?
Hi, Rainey.
We have Rainey. A new podcast. Like
intern,
we have a mini pixie,
a pixette
called Rainey,
and
I've never met her.
Editing these things, none of us have met her. She's not in this state. TriCorp is booming, y'all.
Was I not invited to bingo?
No, it was.
It was a company wide bingo. It was staff only.
Becky, I got tricked.
Becky was assisting Keith, who was hosting, so she was pulling the numbers.
Cute. Got it. I thought maybe you guys thought
I
that
heard
I was
Zach
like
playing bingo. Too, I saw him with his little marker.
Too much for bingo. Or
no,
something.
No, no. You're just enough for bingo.
I got uninvited from a company.
It was a staff only Zoom plus Becky. Yeah.
That's cute.
I was like the silent ball spinner.
Yes,
I wore a blazer
with a bow tie and looked adorable.
Keith said we need to dress fancy.
That's so cute. Wait, nothing underneath the blazer? Just a bow tie and a
bow tie and titties.
Yeah. Boobies out.
Trying to get the HR department, the fictional HR department.
Yeah. That's Nick and I.
To send us a letter.
You're in trouble, Missy.
I feel like that's a really good idea for a bar. Mm. Just like adult bingo.
Adult bingo.
Well,
drag bingo is a real thing.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Is it themed?
You could. Why not?
So instead of having numbers, you draw like the contestants on Drag Race or something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, it's drag queens hosting.
Drag
bingo.
Queens host a game of bingo.
But that would be funny. Rosé. Denali.
Bingo.
I got a bingo. All right, guys. Let's play these red flags.
Okay, we're going to play.
Let's play.
Red flag number one.
Okay.
They have their red receipts on their texts. Oh. I'm looking over at Ariel. I think she
do I have red?
You used to.
No.
I don't even know where to toggle that on and off. I didn't know you could.
Yes. Yeah. You know, the other few weeks ago, I noticed yours were on, Becky, and I was like, oh, that means she loves me.
My red receipts aren't on.
No? They were for a hot second.
Wait, how does it work?
Instagram?
No.
Instagram, you can't take them off.
I swear it was iMessage. And I was like, oh, that means when people have their red receipts on me, I take it as like they love me. You know?
Like inner circle, like you can know when I've seen this.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can do it individually per person?
Uh-huh.
It's not just across the board.
So let's say you're in a text thread. You can hit their little icon and it'll just show like if you're sharing your location.
You know whose is on?
Their little photo. Whose is?
Ned's.
Oh.
Ned has receipts, yeah. Red receipts.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even know they exist.
Yeah. So you just go, his might be all setting, but you can select certain conversations where you want your red receipts on. Uh-huh. So I keep mine on for Zach because sometimes I'll be at work and I'll like read something really quick on my watch and then I'll forget about it to respond because I'm not usually allowed to have my phone on me
does
at
it,
work.
Does it... Maggie and I both wear Apple Watches. I think Becky has one too.
Yeah, I do when I work.
Does it if you read it on your
sponsored?
Yeah,
we're not. But Apple,
if you read it on your watch, does it not show up as red?
I would have to test it. I assume if you pick up your and like push down on it and like scroll through it, I think that it does show up as red. Yes,
interesting. But okay, so are we saying that read receipts or red receipts
is a red flag?
Is a red flag? I think that's just...
I think so. It's kind of, I think it's weird to keep them on.
You think it's weird?
I don't want that level of accountability on myself or others.
Yeah. I think that...
Yeah. For me, it's definitely not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
No. That's fine. We can talk. We can work through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if it's like their entire setting red receipt on and they're like promptly responding to texts, I'm like, whoa, this person is intense.
But if it's just for you, you feel special.
Yeah.
but how would you know?
I think you just see like red at 5:06.
Oh.
Do you not know what it looks like?
I think I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
I guess I see those sometimes and sometimes not. Mm-hmm. So people are turning them on for me or turning them or not having them on
or
for
they're
me?
Just having the look, entire
red
setting on.
Yesterday. And then it's just the last one. Mm. Or if it was this morning, it might be like red at 10:44 a.m.
Huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look into that. It's nice. I didn't know you could toggle them on and off. I thought that, like, I don't know. I guess I thought that just some people had them on. Oh. It didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have them on because I want to respond on my own time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. All right, so it's red flag, non-deal breaker. We got it. Keeps bringing up how good his college a cappella group was.
Ew. Ugh. Well, he sounds... annoying.
It depends on how good the a cappella group was.
Really
is
does
it like pentatonics? Like, are we talking Glee? What's going on here?
I think no matter how great the a cappella group was, it was a college a cappella group. If that's his claim to fame, if that's the height of his like performing career, nah, dude.
Red flag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ariel,
how often
flag?
Does he bring it up?
Enough I like to have acapella. A question about it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a turn on.
Whoa. 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 I guess Ned is kind of like what's his name from The Office because they both went to Yale. Right? Didn't he go to Yale?
And to be in an what's acapella group no, at Yale, you have to be really, really good.
Cornell.
Oh, yeah.
Other Ivy League.
No,
Ned is at Helms.
I am joking a little bit. But I don't
it
think
comes
that's
from a place of truth.
I don't
deep
think that's
down
a
inside.
Red flag. I don't think that's a red flag or a deal breaker. I think that you know, my dad was in a barbershop quartet,
and he
still talks about it. It's adorable. Aww. I think it's really sweet.
But does he constantly bring it up?
No, he does not constantly bring it up. I guess you have to. I have to know what sort of the definition of like constantly bringing it up is. You know,
if we're 85,
if they sing in the shower and they're like, oh, I sang this with my a cappella group. I'm like, good for you, honey. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're a good singer.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But, I guess if it's, or like, you know, if they're still friends with their friends in their a cappella group, then that's cool, right? Yeah. That you, that those are just your college friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it just depends on the how frequently we bring it up. Are we 85 and he brings it up every single day? I don't think it's a deal breaker, but I think it's a red flag for sure.
Red flag for what?
Red flag.
Yeah. Red flag.
A red flag for being awesome.
I've always wanted to be Ariel. I wish.
I don't know. I like singing. I think you really are passionate.
I think it's just the constantly bringing it up that would bug me. I'd be like, college was college, bro. We gotta. Yeah.
We've all moved on.
We gotta live and learn. Live, laugh, love.
We just got a little tidbit from Miles over here that these are actually supposed to be. You are on a third date with somebody, so you don't really, you don't know them that well yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not married to them. You know,
you kind of like them. You're going kind of on multiple
like
dates.
You kind of like them. Have we had sex?
Up to you.
Personal choice. Personal choice.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say yes. Okay, that's my personal choice.
Okay, right. Because he was in an a cappella group?
Oh, I'm going to say yes.
All right. I'm going to say yes. He was in a really good a cappella group.
All right, so we got three red flags and one one WAP.
One WAP.
She has the WAP award. Okay. This person that you're on a third date with is still talking to their ex, and they quote-unquote snuggle. Red flag or deal breaker?
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
absolutely
what?
Fucking not.
I'm going to go deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
And you're snuggling with your snuggle? Ex? Ew.
That's gross.
Ew.
Like, where do you snuggle?
Why
your
are
house,
you,
their house?
Why are you snuggling?
Why are you telling people that you snuggle?
Yeah, why are you
on a date with
that
me?
To yourself?
Why are you on a third date with another love interest and you're telling them that you snuggle with an old love interest? Fuck that.
But also, kudos for being honest.
You know?
Yeah. Deal breaker, but thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the information.
Be sneaky sneaks.
Uh-huh. It makes me think that they're not broken up.
Yeah.
And if they are, they don't understand what breakup means.
Exactly.
And they like living in this confusing gray area.
So,
which maybe that's fine for some people who want to be in an open relationship or something.
I was going to say, so maybe they are bringing it up on this third date because they are in an open relationship and they want you to know.
Well, I think the key to any relationship, open, closed, whatever, is like really clear communication. Mm-hmm. And so saying, oh, we just snuggle sounds like some bullshit to me.
Yeah. It is in quotes in the question. So, it makes me believe.
No, deal breaker. This person's not.
How can you just snuggle?
Everyone knows snuggling is a gateway sex act.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snuggling is the gateway drug.
It is.
It's like, hey, to all the kids listening.
Do you want to cuddle? And it's like,
do you want to make out a little bit?
Yeah.
You clearly want to have sex with me.
Do you want to have some kisses right now?
Cool.
Can I give you a back massage?
Okay. So we're all breaking up with that guy or person or friend. I guess that's kind of like if you're friends with someone, I'd be like, dude, that's weird.
That's weird.
The one that tickles me. Feels bad for the guy who did Fyre Festival. That's deal breaker, baby. Deal
sympathizes
breaker.
With him.
Sympathizes.
Yeah, no. Wait, way. let's give that some context.
Fyre Festival sympathizer?
Oh no. My gosh. Let's give that some context. Fyre Festival was a disaster of a festival. Mm-hmm. It was I watched the documentary, but I can't recall any of the details. But it basically they sold tickets to a bunch of people and made a whole bunch of money, and then
very expensive tickets.
And then they left them in the lurch with no food or water.
They basically put together a sizzle trailer for it with like all these models and all these jet skis and like
sued.
Stuff.
Yeah,
and had to pay money.
Wow,
and then flew people out to an island that had no plumbing, no infrastructure, no
they
food,
gave them like
no bathrooms,
basically like ham sandwiches. That's like
and
all
a
they
tent
had
on the ground.
And they did not pay the workers from that island that were there, and they ruined the like ecosystem that was there too, because they dug up like stuff to have all the camping and the porta potties.
But
things
they had nothing out there, and there was like two planes that were coming and going to the island. Mm-hmm. So people were just stuck and there was nothing to eat or nowhere to go to the bathroom. And it was like,
wow.
The guy who created this is a idiot.
He's in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, good. Fully, good.
He like committed like wire fraud or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's hella
and
in
so
jail.
Why would somebody sympathize with this person? Because he didn't know what he was getting himself into?
Yeah, probably because they're a piece of shit. Probably listen to the Joe Rogan podcast too,
and say things like "to be devil's advocate here."
just to show you a different side.
Like, no,
have we considered?
And then they go and snuggle with their ex. So you know,
yeah. Mm. All right, so we're deal breakering.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. You are done.
Statements like that make me glad I'm not on the dating market anymore. I'd be like, no, oh no, I have to leave now. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Make for interesting conversation.
Ariel is too nice.
I don't know. You know, I haven't dated in a long time. I don't know what's out there, guys.
Yeah. Nothing good. No, just kidding.
Okay, so that's our deal breaker. Let's go through to one of the weirder ones.
Oh, no. Because so far, I feel like we're pretty generous with breaking the deals.
Okay, here we go. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. Has a large titanium safe in the wall and gets really weird when you ask them what's in there.
Body parts.
That?
You know, I don't think that's a deal breaker. I think you're
titanium?
Allowed to have your secrets.
I don't think it's a deal breaker till you see what's in the safe.
Okay, yeah. I'm on that. I'm
gotta
on
know
that
what's
train.
In the safe.
Mm. Yeah.
But also, if they're really weird about their titanium safe, you would think they would like cover it with a painting or something. Mm-hmm. So how do you know that they have a safe?
I mean, maybe third date. Things are, you're snuggling. You're looking at a wall and you're like, wow, a titanium safe. Mm-hmm. What's in there?
Yeah. I'm curious enough to stick around.
Yeah. I want to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
I would not get murdered.
Wait, okay. So let's play this out.
Yeah.
If you are snuggling and you see the titanium safe and you say, what's in there?
Yeah.
And they say, I can't tell you.
I don't want to tell you.
Don't worry about it.
What do you do? Yeah, don't worry about it.
I would be like, okay, well, why don't you want to tell me?
Oh, I'd be like, I've seen a lot of movies, and if you let me try and pick it, we could go on a fourth date.
Do you think you can open it with a credit card?
I would take out my little stethoscope and Italian job it.
And
be
make
like,
sure there's not someone in. Oh.
Yeah. I'd listen to hear the clicks.
Okay.
But
okay.
If they let me do that, then I would go on a fourth date.
Huh. Okay. What if you can't you do that, but you can't get it open?
Oh, I'm positive I wouldn't be able to get it open. Yeah. I have no knowledge of
opening things. You just want to try.
I have zero. I mean, I know you put a stethoscope over it and you listen for clicks, but I don't exactly know what the clicks are supposed to sound
like. Welcome to Becky's School of Safe Cracking.
I don't know what it's supposed to sound like, but I know there's supposed to be clicks.
But it's like one type of click and then a different type of click.
And then you have to go the other way. Yeah. I know you change direction when you hear a click.
Yeah, the click a little more hollow sounding?
Like, what if their titanium safe was a keypad?
Beep, 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 beep.
I would ask how many tries I get to guess.
Before it explodes?
Yeah, I would say, can I have 10 minutes to run around your house and look wherever I think a password would be written down? And if I can find it or if I can guess it, then I will go on a fourth date with you.
It's definitely just on their phone, Becky.
I know, right?
I know. People keep physical. You know
it's probably, I think it's probably
just
the same.
Likes panic rooms.
Yeah. It's probably the same passcode that opens their phone.
Right? Okay. Right? So I get 10 minutes uninterrupted.
Fascinating.
I don't want to be bugged for 10 minutes.
Well, okay. So this doesn't seem like a deal breaker.
I feel like the third date is too early, you know? That's kind of someone's like, if he or she was getting weird about it.
Mm-hmm. 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 But you're already
in their
home.
It could be a deep, dark secret.
You're
so maybe
they
are not ready to tell you yet.
Yeah.
What do you think is the worst thing that could be in a titanium
safe? A body?
Safe?
Just
a collection of teeth.
Yeah.
Like Armie Hammer's house.
Okay, what's the best thing that could be in the safe?
Gold bars.
Yeah. Kittens.
No, that's a
kid! Who can breathe? Who can breathe?
They can't breathe.
Who can breathe?
A titanium safe? No way.
Well, there's an escape room in the back of the titanium safe, so the cats actually go through the walls.
No, I'm thinking just like a lot of money.
Like limited edition Nerf guns,
but then I'd be like, why is your
Pokemon
money
cards?
Not in a bank account or an investment or like,
right.
why
they
is
don't
it
trust
in
the big banks?
See, that kind of
what
conspiracy
is anymore, Rachel?
Yep, deal breaker, I'm out.
Yeah, have you ever even seen your credit card? Have you ever seen that money? It's just floating in the air.
I don't disagree, but talking like that makes me think I'm out.
Okay.
No fourth date. Someone who's paranoid like that, I don't want to deal with paranoia.
Stems other problems.
Yeah. What if there was a mattress made of money?
Doesn't sound
it would
like
be
a very
uncomfortable.
What if the money was braided with horse hair?
Yeah, what if it was braided with horse hair?
Then I would really Maggie's wonder what that person was doing. And like you're just out here like shaving horses and sticking your unbanked money into your bed.
That's weird.
Your unbanked money? Were you alive in the Great Depression? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. But not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker.
I guess I basically think there's nothing that could be great in the safe. Like, I'm sort of like...
Like, what do you have to hide?
Yeah.
What if it's, like, unshredded documents?
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
You know, like, tax fraud.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ugh. I don't know. And they just keep it in the safe?
Like, white-collar criminals?
Yeah.
Ew. I mean... Wasn't there... There was, like, a show a while back that had a very attractive... main person, and it was about a white collar criminal, and I was like, yeah, that would make me like,
is it Ariel is horny for so many types of people.
Ariel, is it the show called White Collar?
Yes.
With Matthew Bowman.
Yes,
Becky. Oh, God, I have white collar criminal called White Collar, starring Matthew Bowman.
Matthew Bowman.
Attractive, right?
Yeah.
Would make you like white collar criminals.
Yeah.
Would make you attracted to tax fraud.
Yeah. If it was Matthew Bomer safe.
Makes me attracted to actors.
Now
really?
I'm starting to think of Money Heist.
El Profesor.
If he had a titanium safe.
He has daddy as well.
Yeah,
he's
cute. Have you guys seen Money Heist?
El Profesor.
What are you talking about?
Money Heist on Netflix.
Casa de Papel.
I haven't watched it.
You guys should.
It is
this
so
couch
good.
Has no idea what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's about this, like, yeah, it's a big heist, the whole thing.
Okay. And they give you the entire heist in the first episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's still engaging for like 9 more?
Yes.
Or whatever?
It just keeps 100%. Going. What's
okay.
the
Money Heist?
Song.
What?
You guys gotta watch it.
That was not a song. That was just you guys going, ba, 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 ba.
A Okay, you're on a third date with Becky and Maggie, and they sing that song to you. Red flag or deal breaker?
You're like, they're in a cult. You're
definitely also, you're on a date with me and Maggie? Yeah,
depends. The two of us, it's a double date.
Depends on how often they talk about their acapella group. Yeah.
That's what we sang in our acapella group.
Every day,
yes. Love it, okay. Love it. All right, another deal breaker. Has 5 uncaged parrots.
Ew, no.
Fascinating. You don't like anything.
I don't like anything. How many are these people with their 5 safe and their acapella groups and their uncaged parrots pooping everywhere?
Would be cool.
Uncaged parrots.
Uncaged would kind of freak me out. Yeah. I feel like birds like look at you in a weird way.
I'm a no and you're a yes.
I know. I'm open-minded about these parrots, you guys.
I'm kind of down with it. I like birding. Birds are cool.
I find birds a little freaky.
Me too. I don't like birds.
I don't love birds, but you know,
they're
you gotta make compromises.
My college
boyfriend
did a semester in Paris, and he lived in the maid quarters from Once Upon a Time to this apartment in Paris. This very old apartment, and the people went out of town for a while we were there, and we had to go up into their Paris apartment that looked out onto the Eiffel Tower. It was very fancy.
Whoa. Oh, damn.
And we had to release, feed, and then recage their mini birds. And it was a very freaky experience. I did not like
these
birds.
Wait, are we talking mini birds? Like M-I-N-I? Or no, many birds?
They had I don't remember, 14 birds or something. Like a lot of birds.
Wow. Yeah.
All in these different beautiful bird cages in this apartment in Paris. They also had a farm in Normandy. They were very cool, and they were older. Trying to get the birds back in the cage. I just didn't want to touch them. They're like little dinosaurs. I wasn't into it. I don't
you
like
were
the
in
feeling.
Jurassic Park.
I don't like the feeling of their little claws.
Their talons.
Their little talons.
But falcon, if you were dating someone who cared for falcons and had the glove.
Okay. Someone who cares for animals, that would be more interesting to me. But do I want birds pooping all around my house uncaged? No.
I love where Maggie's going with this falcon thing.
owls?
Ooh. A little Harry Potter.
Potter.
I like that Maggie's turn on is birds of prey.
I've always wanted to go to Ireland, and you can tour castles that also have, it's either owls or falcons.
What are bird sanctuaries called? What are those, where you would house all the birds?
A birdery.
A birdery?
No,
they're not called birdery.
It sounds like a sanctuary.
Aviary.
A birdery? Yeah. A birdery?
A birdery.
Oh, a birdery.
You guys want to go to a birdery?
I've never been to a birdery.
The birdery's going to be really, there's a lot of birds.
There's a lot of birds in birdery?
A lot of birds in birdery.
You would go on a fourth date with someone who had multiple parrots loose in their house.
I didn't specify that they were in their house.
Yeah.
How big is that? It could be in their magnolia tree.
It does
outside.
Just say they have 5 uncaged parrots.
Okay. What happens if they're in the tree outside?
Yeah, maybe they just feed them. That's like Becky fine. Feeds
we
the cats.
Have parrots that fly around the neighborhood that we live in, and they fly from tree to tree, and you'll hear them squawking all together.
That's
lovely.
Cute.
Yeah. Outdoor
that's
cute. Parrots? Hell yes.
Yes, I'm in.
Okay, so
they're
we got
all
a
over
whop
California.
On parrots.
Okay.
We're a bunch.
We're in on the parrot.
That was a real slow walk.
Maggie specifically likes the falcons and the owls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ariel likes all bird forms.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel and I would maybe be there, depending on where they're at.
If they're outside, we're down.
Yeah.
Canaries are cute.
They are not parrots, Maggie.
Okay.
We're just talking about different birds.
Very specific. All right, so deal breaker that Miles Monsignore definitely came up with. I do not think this was rainy at all, and I think Miles thought we were the tripod. Refers to his wiener as Excalibur.
Wop, what do you say?
Wop queen over there.
Wop queen.
Okay, let me just give it a minute, just to let that sink in.
Yeah.
The fact that he has working knowledge of the King Arthur. World.
The lore. So he's a reader.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I gotta go into this with an open mind, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I do not.
And, you know, it really.
You do love fantasy.
I do.
She does
love
fantasy
adventure. Fantasy.
He could be your Lancelot.
You could be my Lancelot.
You could be his Guinevere.
That's right.
But what if he called your vagina Guinevere?
If he called my vagina anything,
I would feel like that would be a little strange.
Yeah.
That would be
a red flag. My friend dated a guy that referred to his wiener as
that's the word we're using.
I'm more uncomfortable with the word wiener than Excalibur.
He calls his wiener a wiener. He's not getting
his
any.
No.
He referred to his wiener
as Charmander, his Charmander. And his girlfriend's lady bits were Pikachu.
No!
She told me that and I was like, Okay.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Right there.
That is instant breakup. That is, we're stopping. We're putting our clothes back on and you and
take
your,
that wiener outside.
You and Charmander are leaving.
I was like, how dare you sexualize sweet Pikachu?
But was that like a mutually agreed upon name?
That yeah, you gotta run that past someone before you're having sex.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, I like to do this kind of weird thing.
Yeah.
Let me know if you're okay with that.
Are you into this?
Are you into
Pika?
I think that's the upsetting part about the
Pika,
is that they would be like talking to each other and be like, you want my little Pika Pika? Pika Chew!
Do you remember that from the movie when Pikachu was like dying?
Oh my God,
or when Ash was dying and Pikachu was like, Pika Chew! Sick. I wouldn't. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. But I do like fantasy
adventure.
Like
Mortal Kombat.
I'm just going to go back to that.
I know.
My Sub-Zero's getting in your Scorpion tonight.
Oh, my. Shoot. Oh, man.
Excalibur, does it pass?
Does it pass the WAP test?
Oh, God. I'm not going to say it turns me on.
Okay.
But it's, well, it's
that's
not a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker. He can call it whatever he wants.
Okay.
Yeah, Ariel is the most understanding woman on the planet.
Yeah.
Let the parrots in. Have your safe.
You know, I feel like, though, if you took all of these things.
Yeah.
And, like, the one person,
together.
Like, had parrots, referred to his wiener as Excalibur, and also had, a titanium safe. Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah,
but
that'd be weird. Those added together,
like, you know, taken one at a time. I feel like I would be like, okay, yeah, sure, okay, I could probably deal with that.
Okay,
what about you guys?
No, I'm out.
I think it's a red flag. I think it's a red flag because, like,
You know, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but we don't have to call penises wieners. You call
penis,
it Jimmy, but don't
vagina.
Call a wiener.
A wiener.
A wiener. Even saying wiener is
silly. I know,
that's
pretty funny.
Wiener.
What would you prefer? Would you prefer a man calls his genitalia?
A penis. It's a penis.
Or a vagina. Penis.
Yeah. Yes. When penis I was vagina. Little, my parents were like, we're going to teach our kids, because my brother and I are really close in age. So they were like, you have a vagina, you have a penis. Those are the names for them, because they were trying to be like, you know, educating.
Yeah.
Well, one day we're at like some restaurant, like one of those like Fuddruckers type places where they have like a playpen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother came down the slide when I was there and he like kicked me. Mm-hmm. And my mom said I just screamed, he kicked my vagina.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have taught them those words right now so they would not scream
not
it everywhere.
But
you know, a vagina's a vagina, it's a penis, the penis.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, words are important. Like, where is it hurting?
Yeah.
Is it your tummy?
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It is important.
That's a good, like, nurse fact. Words are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for, like, safety and stuff, too. Yeah.
I couldn't pronounce my V's when I was little. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say volleyball. Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. So you're saying that if somebody came into the hospital and they said, my Excalibur hurts.
My Excalibur.
Excalibur.
Like, I'm sorry. Your finger?
She'd be like, should I get a psych? consult? I don't know. Well, I thought of one that's not on this list, but it's I see it on Instagram,
original?
I'm like, I really want to know. What about someone who is like deeply into a fandom? So somebody who was like litty lit on like Star Wars, Harry Potter, like as someone who has Harry Potter paraphernalia in their house. Mm-hmm. Like if you went into a date's house and you saw a wand.
Uh-huh. And this is a, we're our age. These are grown-ass adults. This man or woman is 30.
Yes. Yes. Soon to be 31.
So you're saying in their titanium safe, they have all of the Star Wars action figures in their original boxes.
They have original Ravenclaw sword or whatever it was, tiara. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Hits tiara, a little too close to home. But, no, I'm joking.
I don't know. It depends on how much it affects of their daily life. And that's our life together. Yeah. If they want to go visit Universal once a year, sure, baby.
What about once a week?
That's a lot for me.
If they start to spend like lots of money on, you know, like if if it's the sort of thing where they're not buying food because they want to buy the like newest version of something because of a fandom or something like that, or you know they're skipping important milestones to go travel to see you know BTS or something, then it starts to get a little suspect.
A little sus. Mm-hmm. A little sus. But a little wand here and there never hurt anyone,
no.
Right?
No.
Some coasters that say, I solemnly swear I'm up to no good are totally fine. That's okay to have.
I've read
totally
all of those franchises. You know, I've watched all those movies. They're fun.
Yeah. Super fun. They're chill. And I just love that Daniel Radcliffe wrote Harry Potter. I think he's just like a gifted writer.
He is a gifted.
He is so
what
good.
What
can Daniel Radcliffe do?
Yes. We love him. I can't believe he wrote him when he was like five.
I know. He's talented. He's genius. Talented. And he loves everybody.
And he loves everyone.
Loves everybody. Speaking of somebody everybody loves.
Okay.
Deal breaker or red flag? Adamantly dislikes Tom Hanks, but won't say why. Deal breaker.
Really?
Deal breaker.
Tom Hanks is a saint.
If you don't like Tom Hanks, fuck you. Tom Hanks has done nothing wrong in this world.
Yeah. Tom Hanks has done nothing wrong, but also, like, he's just an actor. You can dislike an actor. I don't care.
Well, not having a reason to dislike someone. You can't just, like, hate someone and not have any constructive feedback. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can hate food. And
he's
not
just
have,
a celebrity. It's. I feel like it's fine. Sure. I think it's a little
weird.
But
is it an opinion if they're not going to give you any reasons why? I need 13 reasons why Tom Hanks is why you dislike him. Like, what has he ever done to you other than be, you know, an Academy Award winning actor?
I don't know. Tom Hanks is wonderful. I agree. It's weird. But I also feel like it's something that wouldn't really come up very much.
What are you talking about? An international superstar.
How do you
go like a day without seeing Tom Hanks somewhere?
I haven't seen him today.
Whoa.
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 All right.
Okay.
Fair enough. Touche.
I don't know. Some people just don't like some actors. Don't you feel like that's true? There are some people who you love and people are like, oh yeah, I don't like them in movies. And you're like, that's weird.
Well, you know, a lot of times it has to do with
also,
your...
I've just been so negative. I need to give some positive. I'm trying to balance it out here and not just say everyone's off my list, but lots. Yeah. Everyone.
It could have to do with, like, your experience, you know? So, like, maybe you saw a Tom Hanks movie and...
The day you found out
now,
your parents were getting divorced and you
so
were
now,
seven.
And so now, deep down...
So subconsciously.
Maybe you don't know the reason.
Oh. But you hate him. Yeah. That's sort of why I feel like an opinion about a celebrity is just fine. It's like they're in the public eye and it's just your opinion. You're not going to interact with them. It's fine.
That's true. Okay. Maybe a red flag, not a deal breaker. Okay. I would just need more contact.
I'm trying to be more positive. I'm trying to be more like Ariel. I'm a little more open to people with parrots and whatnot.
Well, do you guys have any deal breakers like IRL, like something that happened when you were dating someone and you were like, red flag, deal breaker? They were like, I have this really cool collection of...
Do you?
I don't know, something offensive. No. I didn't date that much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was a loser. Mm-hmm. I was a loser. I didn't have many boyfriends.
I don't have any boyfriends either.
And I don't know if they're listening.
I told you guys about
that. Mags, are your ex-boyfriends listening to this podcast?
Not. No.
Okay, they better not be. But their address is.
I told you guys about the guy who was mean to service people.
That's
a deal breaker.
For sure.
And I used that as the deal breaker for like why I broke up with him. I was like, I It was, I didn't actually tell him, you know, like, you're mean to service people, so we can't do this. But yeah, to in my own head, I was like, I can't go on with this person. Like, he's like not a nice person. He's mean to people, you know? Yeah. So that was a deal breaker.
What if someone brought up like chemtrails?
What's a chemtrail?
Or like when people think that the jet fuel line is dispersing like mind control.
Oh.
You guys have never heard of chemtrails?
No.
Maybe it was like more popular in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it real?
No. Yes. It's very fake. It's not real. They're not trying to control us. No. I saw this pyramid on TikTok. This girl did a deep dive and she basically did a pyramid of conspiracy theories and it was very, very popular. And she did, if you believe in like XYZ conspiracy that was together. So like Watergate was a conspiracy, but like Israel happened.
Yep.
Check. It means you also believe these other things that happened, like the government giving people acid in the 70s happened. Like they've said, my bad, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But then I went up to the next one and it was like, if you believe in chemtrails, then you also believe like 5G gives you cancer. If you're logical, if you can make this rational, then you can make this rational. And then as you went up the list where you got closer to like QAnon type people, it meant you believed everything that was underneath it. And that's how they were pointing out where like flat earthers and like QAnon and people like that have a lot of like crossover.
Fascinating.
No. So I'm hearing a lot of red flags.
No.
Deal breakers.
The flat earth thing. Is that real or is that a joke?
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
There are like real people. There's a documentary, I think, called Flat Earth on Netflix. It's
Netflix?
Hilarious.
Let that be streamed?
No. It's a documentary that somebody did. It was amazing. The editors and the like story was phenomenal because they did interviews with people who believe in Flat Earth and then had a psychologist, a journalist, I think someone who was into like cults or something like that. And so the flat earth person would be like, well, this is what I believe, blah, 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 blah. And the journalist would be like, so when you're trying to tell a story and you already have a preconceived notion of what the ending is, you're going to work backwards. And like the psychologist was like, usually these are people who, and she like broke down what internally makes people believe things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, really good. So flat earth would be a no. Flat earth would be a deal breaker.
I think I would have to say that is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That's like my first deal breaker.
Yeah. They have to believe in science.
Yeah.
I think would be.
You're entitled to your own opinion, not your own facts.
Nice.
Post a 47 part Instagram story of them working out.
47.
That's a lot of stories.
Do they make their money from posting Instagram stories working out?
Let's say no.
Ooh, that's do they want to make
so it's just
money?
For fun?
Are they like
it's just for fun?
Yeah.
Are they a trainer?
Not
like a Pokemon trainer. I mean, like a real trainer.
No one else thought Pokemon trainer, Becky.
Let's just say just
a normal
just a normal
9-to-5 job.
Normal so, person.
In my more understanding self, as influenced by Ariel, I get that people need motivation for working out.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
No one wants to work out.
Yeah.
Maybe this is their motivation.
Is putting it out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
actually,
also, 47
is excessive. A lot.
And maybe we need to have a conversation about how that's probably boring content. 47?
We could slim it down. Maybe that could be an opportunity, you know, to work together
to edit.
I love where this is
going.
I really like this.
Can I help you make this more engaging by just choosing the best parts, which is probably like 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or some gifts, you know?
Yeah.
A little music in there.
Understand that part of your accountability is doing it publicly. So let's do that. But let's really hone in on what's fun here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would also ask the question is like, is it just silent, like working out?
No, obviously you'll hear.
Yeah.
or is it?
Do we throw some music in there? Do we throw some gifts?
Is it educational? Are you showing us something?
Oh, yeah.
Are you helping out your gym owned by someone by posting and tagging them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 47. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing not a deal breaker, but something
it's not
to
a
work
deal breaker,
on.
But 47 needs some help because that is too many. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're the Rock. That's still too many for working out.
Why'd you gotta come for the Rock like that?
I'm just saying.
I've watched his 47 Instagram stories about him working out. He's the Rock. Speaking of international superstars, Rachel.
I have not enough respect for international superstars, it turns out.
He diversifies his content, too. He got Sushi Train.
He's got his Sunday Sushi Train rolling in.
I'm just saying 47 is too many for anyone, including the Rock.
I got in an actual yelling fight with someone at a restaurant once because they said that the Rock was only popular internationally.
What?
Yeah. Oh. And they tried to say that he wasn't like an American hero.
I once at the MTV Movie Awards.
Deal breaker. Miles?
I just don't know the history.
Why? Do you not think that The Rock is one of the most successful wrestlers turned actors in the world? He has a tequila line. He has like Beats headphones. He's a businessman, Miles. Wow. A businessman.
He's a franchise built on muscles.
He's in Fast and Furious.
He was someone who used to like play the piano and ask people if they smelled what he was cooking. And now he's a household name.
I heard a very funny dad joke the other day.
Mm. Give it to us.
Okay. Let me just phrase it correctly. Mm. Why did the person who lived in the apartment under Dwayne Johnson,
Dwayne the Rock
why
Johnson.
Could he not smell what Dwayne Johnson was cooking?
What? Oh, because he was living under a rock.
Because he was under a rock! Oh,
that's a good one.
Nailed it.
Wow. The mom's got it.
Rachel is so pleased with herself.
Yes.
Mama got the dad joke.
Got it.
It's a good one, Rachel.
That's a good one. That's very specific.
It is.
Yeah.
Very it took specific. A minute.
That's
You're
good.
Welcome.
Okay. Beatboxes during sex.
Wait.
I knew there was going to be sex.
Red flag or deal breaker, beatboxes during sex. Can you give us an example of beatboxing? During sex?
Oh boy.
No.
Is he good at it?
He's good.
Is he good? It could be like nice, not have
He's
to listen
like
to
paces.
Music. Yeah.
I feel like
he knows how to keep a beat.
People who beatbox spit a lot, and in that close proximity, you're getting showered.
That's true.
But are they also talking about their acapella group?
Because they do have beatboxers and acapella group.
Yeah, they do. True. That's like the most important part, probably. Yeah,
it's the beat. Mm-hmm. In the box.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd also like
That's what turns it from people just singing without music into like a cappella.
Right. Wow. I'd also like to go back to Excalibur, and I forgot to ask the question. Huh. Is their penis actually the size of a sword? Like are we talking about an enormous penis here?
And they had to name it because it was so big that like they had to like come to terms with like how large their penis was.
Yeah.
And warn their partners.
Right.
It's a big one.
They're like
So Excalibur,
Excalibur is coming for you.
Damn. Your vagina just closes.
Goodbye.
Run!
I feel like that would hurt. Yeah.
I feel like that would hurt.
Anywho, sorry to bring that back.
Yeah, a blade is maybe not the best nickname for a penis in hindsight now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, actually.
It's kind of the weaponry of it all feels bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I do take issue with the, like, you know, the sort of not the vulgarity of it, but just the image of a sword kind of, you're
the
like,
violent nature
I don't
want to
be involved with that.
Yeah. That's
so,
like something HBO would write in like a, like a fictional world with dragons.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and this is my Excalibur penis.
Inflatable Excalibur penis.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would make for a really good romance novel.
you know, I can see that.
Somebody who was like, you know, it way into, I should really write
a romance
novels, you guys.
Because
I feel like I would really hit the nail into the wood.
there.
Keep working. Keep working. Yeah.
What if you rewrote Once and Future King into a smut novel?
Ooh. Because ooh, like that would make fiction.
It like way better to read.
Mm. That would be really
fun. That would be pretty good.
Oh, you okay. should do that. That's a bestseller.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll
okay.
workshop it.
Let's do mm-hmm. it.
Okay. So Mags, beatboxing during sex. You in, you out?
That's a red flag, but mostly out.
Yeah. Almost a deal breaker.
Almost a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about
was it just like one time and he was trying something out, or is it every time?
Well, this is third date.
Yeah.
You're on the third date. You're having sex for the first time and he just starts beatboxing. No. That's kind of funny.
Does he stop if you ask him to stop? Yeah.
And did you laugh and was it fun, or did you laugh because it was so awkward?
Look, laughter is the best medicine, they say.
But sometimes you laugh to smooth the situation over. Yeah. You're just like, I'll laugh
and
at
hey,
this so that
maybe
I don't
he never
cry.
Runs out of ideas, you know?
I like this.
Always being creative.
Yeah.
Maggie's coming back. She's walking, towing back.
I know. Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. She's towing back. She's like, never mind. Not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker.
Now encouraged. Actually kind of fun, guys.
Love your creativity. Yeah. There are no bad ideas in brainstorming. Let's go.
Is it a deal breaker? Is it a red flag? Or do you have a wet ass pussy?
That could be our theme song.
Yeah, you see. People think Keith is the one who comes up with all his, you know, songs. But actually, I'm a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a terrible cook, but always talks about how incredible of a cook they are.
Oh, shoot.
What do you think?
Deal breaker.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out. If you can't cook, I can't really. I mean, I can cook like vegetables, but I can't cook other food, so I would just like starve to death. If they couldn't cook,
fair enough.
I would die.
You wouldn't learn?
Well, I can't learn from them. I mean, maybe we could learn together.
Yeah.
But I think if you have a delusional notion that you are an excellent cook and you want to tell everyone you're an excellent cook, and then we eat your food and it's like, not so good.
Yeah.
I think I'd be out.
It's the delusional. About it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like shouting it from the rooftops, which is hard. And you're like,
maybe they're manifesting, guys.
Maybe they are.
I'm just kidding.
That's true.
Yeah, if they're completely delusional and
it is a red flag because it's really annoying for them to be like, I'm so great. And you're like, yeah,
actually not. And it sounds like because they think they're great, they probably wouldn't be open to like, taking a class.
Improving.
Or
yeah. Because they're in denial about it.
Yeah. They need to talk to their therapist about that. Yeah. You know, what that means for them internally.
I think we're all in consensus here. We love food.
We love food.
You can't lie about being good at food.
No. You just need to be upfront and be like, look,
I'm trying.
I can make soup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working on it. If you're a bad cook,
that's okay. That's not a red flag.
No.
But if you are a bad cook and you think you are a good cook,
that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to be honest with yourself and your partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this one hits close to home? What if you had to go to their improv show and they were bad at improv?
Oh, that's sad.
That's so awkward and awful.
Then what do you do?
And then you're just like, the lighting for that show was really nice.
It depends how much you love them, because that does hit very close
to home.
That
hits hard.
I'm not saying that it was a bad improviser. He was a great improviser. But I've been to many bad improv shows.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, honestly, we've all probably been to more bad improv shows than good. Let's be real.
Yeah. A lot of them are really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you get better?
That's it. You're practicing, unfortunately.
Much like
with an audience.
Yeah.
With a cappella or improv, I'm like, how much is this really continuing into your adult life?
Mm. Well, I would say that a lot of the things that you learn in improv do actually like affect the way that you see your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those of you out there who like don't do improv or don't know what improv is, you know, where you like make stuff up on stage.
On the spot.
But so I learned it as it's like a yes and kind of mentality where you just agree with someone and then you add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is how she became the WAP queen. She's like, yes, and what else is in your titanium
safe? Exactly. So, you know, you bring that mentality to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so
you're applying the lessons of improv to like a greater pursuit of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, and we love that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Ned and I do that with our kids all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like when Wes is like coming up with some sort of, you know, something in his head where he's like, I'm a fireman. And we're like, you are. Mm. And look at your hose, buddy. Like, what are we going to do with that? You know, like, sorry, that was vaguely sexual. I don't want to put that on my kid.
Hello?
But, you know, like, and then with acapella, perhaps less so. But, like, I feel like if you are able to make a song with no music, then you can make a song with no music in just normal everyday life. You know, you're singing to your significant other and you're singing when you're making food. And I love that. I think that's so fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. You know, Ariel, I've just had a realization about you. Yes. You are a stoner who doesn't smoke weed.
You're probably right.
These ideas that you run with, I'm just like, yes, that is like a 1 a.m. at the end of the party. Everyone's a little too high.
And Ariel's like,
and you know, if they have 5 uncaged birds, that can teach us that we could all be free like the birds.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Ariel's just open to life. She's saying yes.
Maybe that's why I don't smoke weed. It's because you it's don't need too it. Much.
Your mind is already open to the possibilities.
Yeah. I love it.
There was one time that I did smoke weed, and I had like a very strange experience. Mm-hmm. My water bottle. So I was actually in Amsterdam with my mother.
Oh my gosh.
Wonderful. Okay. Love that journey.
Okay.
Is your mother also?
You and Lolly.
My mother also. She was the one who encouraged it.
You gotta go to the coffee shops.
Yeah, we went to the coffee shops.
Yeah, get a little brown.
Anywho, we were wandering the streets of Amsterdam late at night, and I had a water bottle with like a sport top. Mm-hmm. And the sport top had opened, and so it was dripping out of my purse onto my pants. Mm-hmm. And I was like delusional, and I was looking around at the buildings above me saying, somebody is spraying me with a water gun. Somebody is spraying me with a water gun. I was so paranoid. And
just
I was
bright
like,
red eyes.
And I started like
cotton mouth, like someone spraying me with a water gun.
I was yelling it. I was like, stop it! Stop spraying me with a water gun.
Oh my god. These American tourists in Amsterdam can't handle their high.
And I don't think I have smoked weed since then.
Oh wow.
It was that like I remember the feeling of the water dripping down on my pants. And I was
never
like,
never again.
I can feel it now. I was just like, I never want to feel that feeling again.
Oh, Ariel.
I don't know. That's just a weird experience.
Yeah.
Well, with that, ladies, let's close this episode. We'll just seal this envelope forevermore. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll open it up with Excalibur another day, but
pika pika.
I love all of you. This has been a ride. And for those of you riding with us, rate us 5 stars on the podcast places, and listen on the other podcast places, and send us emails on the email places.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we will answer them on this podcast place.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
That was very informative.
See where the stoner thing?
Yes. Like, when did Ariel get high?
Yeah. I think maybe it's just because I'm tired. I'm just in this like loopy place.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sitting with us.
Yeah. Adieu.
Adieu.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.